Session 526, Chapter 3, Verses 191 and 192.
الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ
Those who remember God standing, sitting, and lying on their sides and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, Our Lord, You have not created this without purpose. Glory be to You, so safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. Chapter 3, verse 191. In the previous sessions, we told stories and narrations, hadith, about the importance of God's remembrance at all times and circumstances. Some scholars said that the phrase, those who remember God standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, refers to the five daily prayers, because whoever cannot pray standing should pray sitting, and whoever cannot pray sitting should pray lying down. We answered that you should not restrict the meaning of the verse when the context is clearly broad and general. Moreover, the Quran does not contradict itself. Instead, parts of it help explain another. Listen to the following verses regarding the fear prayer. When you are with the believers, leading them in prayer, let a group of them stand up in prayer with you, taking their weapons with them. And when they have finished their prostration, let them take up their positions at the back. Then you let the other group, who have not yet prayed, pray with you, also on their guard and armed with their weapons. The disbelievers would dearly like you to be heedless of your weapons and baggage, in order for them to take you in a single assault. You will not be blamed if you lay aside your arms when you are overtaken by heavy rain or illness, but be on your guard. Indeed, God has prepared a humiliating punishment for the disbelievers. Chapter 4, verse 102. And so that you do not fall under the false impression that the five daily prayers are the only time to remember Allah, the Almighty says in the very next ayah, after performing the prayer, continue to remember God, standing, sitting, and lying on your sides. And once you are safe, keep up regular prayer, for prayer is obligatory for the believers at prescribed times. Chapter 4, verse 103. In other words, prayer comes first at specified times, and then the remembrance of Allah should be continuous at all other times. It is as if the mindfulness of God is ever present with the believer, whether during religious obligations or while moving about life and reflecting on the creation of the heavens, the earth, and God's blessings that surround us every moment of every day. We supplicate the Lord to safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. Why? Because no amount of remembrance is remotely enough to give our Lord His due right in gratitude. The righteous continue in their supplication, Our Lord, those you cast into the fire, you have indeed disgraced. The unjust will have no helpers. Chapter 3, verse 192. Take note that those with true understanding do not see the torment of hellfire as the ultimate punishment. Instead, being disgraced by God and distanced from Him is the real penalty. Why? We ask, didn't Allah give us all the blessings of life? Didn't He put the entire universe at our service? Didn't He guide humanity to His path and guide the believers to the ways of His remembrance? Didn't the Lord give you eyes, ears, and brains to enjoy and contemplate the creation of the heavens and the earth? How dare anyone respond to this overwhelming generosity with ingratitude or neglect? If someone did you one single favor and you forgot to show appreciation, wouldn't you feel ashamed to face them in a gathering or be in the same room? Wouldn't you avoid this person and escape to another room? These are the feelings of the people who neglect their Lord: shame and disgrace. May God protect us all. Sadly, in the hereafter, there will be no help or escape. God says, the unjust will have no helpers.
The messenger said, my Lord, my people treat this Quran as something to be ignored. Chapter 25, verse 30. Do not abandon God's book. Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.